Was he? Lilania raised her head. The colorful scarf she'd worn around her head and her vivid lipstick didn't distract me from her unwashed hair and tired eyes. Thank you for coming. Help yourself to iced tea. I poured each of us a glass from her refrigerator and joined her at the table. What's wrong? It's about Ian. I don't know what to do. Ian Penclosa was Lilania's boyfriend. They'd met less than a year ago when he moved to town to open a rare book stall in Patty's This and That. They were an unusual couple, Lilania bubbly and open, Ian shy and intense. But it had been love at first sight. On walks through town, Lilania kept a hand on Ian's shoulder while he maneuvered his wheelchair through the streets. What happened to him? I asked. We haven't talked for 2 days. I leaned back in relief. That's all? You had me worried. She raised her head and leveled a sour look at me. 2 days is an eternity. We're soulmates, Josie. She collapsed on the table again, but held up a tarot card. This morning I drew this, the Ten of Swords. I took the card from her fingers. It featured a man flat on his belly, stabbed through his back with an armload of swords. It was hard to put a positive spin on this one. Maybe he's getting acupuncture? It means death, termination. Something bad has happened. She snatched the card from my fingers and threw it on the floor, where it skittled to a stop under the refrigerator. I tried again. It's still a new relationship. Maybe he's having a little freak out. Maybe he just needs to back off for a while before moving forward. That's not it, she said. Just last week, we were talking about what it would be like to grow old together. Her gaze took a faraway look. We were going to take a cruise on the Bosphorus. Ian had been studying the pagan religions of Turkey. This would be par for the course for Ian, as a dealer in books on parapsychology and the occult. For his birthday breakfast, Lilania had fried hash browns shaped like pentacles. Maybe all you need is a good talk. Clear the air, I said. Look how well that worked for you. Ouch. Lilania was right, although she'd never know the details. Since I'd told Sam, Wilfred, Sheriff, and my boyfriend that I was a witch, our communication had collapsed. I was heartbroken. She reached across the table and touched my hand. I'm sorry. That was low. Have you heard from Sam lately? I know he's been out of town. I looked at the tabletop and shook my head. Sam was in D.C. on an art theft case, but he had a phone and computer. Still no response to my texts and calls. We're not here to talk about me. She straightened and rubbed her throat as if a lump were forming there. It's worse than I've made out. Ian? I nodded. Yes? Ian won't talk to me at all. I reach out? Nothing. Anguish crept into her voice. I don't know what's wrong. I don't know if it's me or if something's happened to him. She pulled her phone from the counter behind her and tapped its screen. He left me this message the day before yesterday. Ian's voice came from the tiny speaker.
Lilania, listen, I've got to go. I'll be in touch. Take care.
That's it. She set the phone face down on the table. I don't know what to make of it. It's not so much that he had to go somewhere, but that he wouldn't tell me about it.
How I felt her pain.
Let's just start at the beginning. When did he start to shut down? Or did it happen all at once? She drew a long breath. 3 days ago. I've thought about it over and over. We were at Darla's cafe, and he was in the middle of relating some old doctor's theory of garden fairies when he went blank. Lilania's expression froze as she mimicked Ian's face. Mid-sentence. It was so weird. As if he'd seen a ghost. She contemplated this a moment. Bad comparison, since he'd be psyched to see a ghost. Anyway, you know what I mean. We finished dinner, but something had changed.
That doesn't sound